Neil from Petoskey cheated death a dozen times when he was just a kid. The News Review, enamored of his escapades, ran stories about the things he did. On Suicide Hill, he went careening in a tube. He was high above Lake Michigan in a big hot air balloon. Raced around the ice rink at death-defying speeds. Rode his bike into a moving car. He was treated and released. And the car, it was a Ford they built in 1968. And that bumper wasn't plastic, and it didn't feel great. And the paper showed him laid out on the pavement looking bad. And his mother clipped each article and put it in an album, which is not so strange. And I found the album looking through the things that they were selling at the scrap exchange. And I wondered if his life could be a song. And I wondered if it lasted very long. Imagine that my music can be found in certain thrift stores in the CD bin. My daughter's artwork on the cover and my favorite lines all over all the songs within. There's the one about the constancy of praise, and the one about the warmth of your embrace. There's the one that sounds best with a long guitar, and the one about the sky filled up with stars. There's the one that I recorded for a friend, and the one that trails off without an end. And now I find myself again with my guitar and beat up notebook trying to arrange a fitting tribute to a death-defying kid I only know thanks to the scrap exchange. And I wondered if his life could be a song, and I wondered if it lasted very long. There's the one that I recorded for a friend, and the one that trails off without an end.